WLBPD Patron Survey 2014. Summary. The WLBPD Patron Survey, mailed to all 464 active WLBPD patrons in late 2014, was created to measure value and effectiveness of WLBPD at AADL services so that based on the findings, WLBPD may make efficient and meaningful improvements. The survey was also in compliance with 2011 NLS revised standards and guidelines of service requiring Section 8, subsection 8.3, that network libraries shall develop and implement methods for evaluating patron satisfaction at least every 3 years. When patron satisfaction is evaluated, the results shall be used to improve services. Survey data collection. A fall 2014 WLBPD at AADL mailing announced the survey in advance. Large print hard copy surveys were mailed to all active WLBPD patrons in November. Patrons, if needed, were provided the opportunity to have a staff person assist them in completing the survey over the phone on his or her behalf. Survey completions. In total, 137 surveys were completed for a 30% response rate. Of the 137, only 3 were completed online. The remaining 134 were returned by mail. Survey. 1. How did you initially come to learn about the National Library Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Talking Book Services, or the WLBPD at AADL? Check all that apply. Responses. Friend or family member, 44 responses, 32%. Library, 38 responses, 28%. Physician, 11 responses, 8%. Therapist or social worker, 17 responses, 12%. School, 11 responses, 8%. Low vision support group, 15 responses, 11%. Senior center or residence, 16 responses, 12%. Flyer, newsletter, or other ad, 3 responses, 2%. Don't remember, 8 responses, 6%. Other, 6 responses, 4%. Total responses received, 169. Other responses. Blank, 1 response. Center for Independent Living, 2 responses. Commission for the Blind, 1 response. Macular Degeneration, 1 response. Michigan Association for the Blind, 1 response. 2. How would you rate your overall experience with WLBPD at AADL? Responses. Poor. 0 responses, 0%. Fair. 3 responses, 2%. Neutral. 4 responses, 3%. Good. 41 responses, 30%. Excellent. 87 responses, 64%. Total responses received. 135 responses, 99%. 3. Would you recommend WLBPD services to friends and family members? Responses. Yes. 133 responses, 97%. No. 4 responses, 3%. Total responses received, 137 responses, 100%. 4. In addition to receiving WLBPD services, do you also have an Ann Arbor District Library card? Responses, yes. 95 responses, 70%. No. 41 responses, 30%. Total responses received, 136 responses, 100%. If you answered yes, please check one. Responses. I had an AADL card prior to applying for WLBPD services. 56 responses, 65%. I applied for an AADL card while or after applying for WLBPD services. 30 responses, 35%. Total responses received, 86 responses, 100%. 5. How frequently do you visit the library, any location, in person? Responses. Daily, 3 responses, 2%. Weekly, 14 responses, 11%. Monthly, 23 responses, 18%. Annually, 33 responses, 25%. Never, 57 responses, 44%. Total responses received, 130 responses, 100%. What was the purpose of your visit? Check all that apply. Responses. Apply for service. 4 responses, 3%. Check out WLBPD books or describe videos. 19 responses, 16%. Check out AADL books, music, videos, or unusual items. 29 responses, 24%. Hang out or meet up with friends. 5 responses, 4%. Use the public computers. 10 responses, 8%. Use the assistive technology lab. 7 responses, 6%. Attend a program. 16 responses, 13%. Report a problem with the service. 4 responses, 3%. Inquire about new services or programs. 6 responses, 5%. Other. 21 responses, 17%. Total responses received, 121 responses, 99%. Other responses. Accompany daughter and great-grandson, 1 response. Attend a meeting, 1 response. Check out equipment, buy cards and USB cables, 1 response. Deliver gift of gratitude to people who run the program, 1 response. Exchange cassette player, 1 response. Exhibit, 1 response. Friends of the library book sales and story time, 2 responses. Genealogical research, historical research, 1 response. Helen Keller display, 2 responses. I call by phone, 1 response. Information, 2 responses. Meet staff, 1 response. Read, 1 response. Received help using BARD, 1 response. Return equipment and leave requests, 3 responses. To purchase books for gifts from sale books in library, 1 response. How would you rate the service you received in person? Responses. Poor. 0 responses, 0%. Fair. 0 responses, 0%. Neutral. 2 responses, 3%. Good. 22 responses, 29%. Excellent. 52 responses, 68%. Total responses received, 76 responses, 100%. 6. How frequently do you call the WLBPD at AADL? Responses. Daily. 0 responses, 0%. Weekly. 9 responses, 7%. Monthly. 47 responses, 37%. Annually. 41 responses, 32%. Never. 30 responses, 24%. Total responses received, 127 responses, 100%. What was the purpose of your call? Check all that apply. Responses. Inquire about or apply for service. Count. 18 responses, 11%. Order books, magazines, or describe videos. 68 responses, 41%. Ask for recommendations on what to read or view next. 17 responses, 10%. Ask about my account. 14 responses, 8%. Report a problem. 18 responses, 11%. Inquire about new services. 5 responses, 3%. Inquire about a program. 8 responses, 5%. Make a suggestion. 7 responses, 4%. Just wanted someone to talk to. 3 responses, 2%. Other. 7 responses, 4%. Total responses received, 165 responses, 99%. Other responses. Has husband call, 1 response. Help with new accessible technology I purchased, 1 response. How to download talking books over internet to use on digital reader, 1 response. Mechanical problem, 1 response. My daughter phoned about WLBPD services, 1 response. Only if resident has a problem, 1 response. To fill out survey, 1 response. How would you rate the service you received by phone? Responses. Poor. 0 responses, 0%. Fair. 1 response, less than 1%. Neutral. 3 responses, 3%. Good. 25 responses, 23%. Excellent. 80 responses, 73%. Total responses received, 109, 99%. 7. If you email WLBPD at AADL, how would you rate the service you've received? Responses. Poor. 0 responses, 0%. Fair. 2 responses, 7%. Neutral. 3 responses, 11%. Good. 6 responses, 21%. Excellent. 17 responses, 61%. Total responses received, 28 responses, 100%. 8. When you receive a WLBPD mailing, do you read it? Responses. Yes. 90 responses, 68%. Sometimes. 32 responses, 24%. No. 9 responses, 7%. Total responses received, 131 responses, 99%. 9. How would you rate your experience with the digital talking book machine? Responses. Poor. 0 responses, 0%. Fair. 4 responses, 3%. Neutral. 3 responses, 2%. Good. 32 responses, 26%. Excellent. 85 responses, 69%. Total responses received, 124 responses, 100%. 10. Do you know that downloading books and magazines from Bard, the Braille and audio reading download, is a service that's available to you? Responses. Yes. 79 responses, 65%. No. 43 responses, 35%. Total responses received, 122 responses, 100%. If you have downloaded from Bard, how would you rate your experience with the service? Responses. Poor. 1 response, 3%. Fair. 0 responses, 0%. Neutral. 2 responses, 6%. Good. 10 responses, 29%. Excellent. 22 responses, 63%. Total responses received, 35 responses, 101%. 11. Are you able to read large print? Responses. Yes. 58 responses, 47%. Sometimes. It depends on how large and or the contrast. 28 responses, 23%. No, but I have someone available to read printed items that I am otherwise unable to read. 22 responses, 18%. No. 16 responses, 13%. Total responses received, 124, 101%. Are you aware that as a WLBPD patron, you are eligible to receive large print books by mail as free matter for the blind? Responses. Yes. 76 responses, 67%. No. 38 responses, 33%. Total responses received, 114 responses, 100%. 12. Are you aware that the Downtown Ann Arbor District Library has a lab equipped with assistive technology equipment? Responses. Yes. 55 responses, 50%. No. 56 responses, 50%. Total responses received, 111 responses, 100%. 13. Which of the following types of assistive technology are you using or might be likely to use? Check all that apply. Responses. Macintosh computer, desktop or laptop. 15 responses, 7%. Other Mac products, iPhone, iPad, iPad Touch, etc. 22 responses, 10%. Personal computer, PC or laptop, Windows-based, 47 responses, 21%. Android products, smartphone, smartwatch, etc. 12 responses, 5%. Text-to-speech software, 19 responses, 9%. Closed-circuit television magnifier, 12 responses, 5%. Braille embosser or printer, 5 responses, 2%. Braille display, 4 responses, 2%. Handheld magnifiers, 40 responses, 18%. None of these, 35 responses, 16%. Other, 10 responses, 5%. Total responses received, 221. Other responses. Bard, 1 response. Book player, 1 response. Didn't specify, 1 response. Digital player, 1 response. Doesn't understand technology but might use at home, 1 response. Tablet for ebooks, 1 response. Non-glare lamp, 1 response. Phone, 1 response. Speech to text on phone for email, can't spell, 1 response. Victor Reader commercial book player, 1 response. 14. Are you aware that WLBPD offers training and or assistance in using assistive technology? Responses. Yes. 63 responses, 50%. No. 63 responses, 50%. Total responses received, 126 responses, 100%. Have you ever received assistive technology assistance and or training through the WLBPD? Responses. Yes. 22 responses, 18%. No. 103 responses, 82%. Total responses received, 125 responses, 100%. If yes, how would you rate your experience with the training service? Responses. Poor, 1 response, 3%. Fair, 0 responses, 0%. Neutral, 1 response, 3%. Good, 11 responses, 31%. Excellent, 22 responses, 63%. Total responses received, 35 responses, 100%. 15. Have you or a family member ever visited the WLBPD website at wlbpd.aadl.org? Responses. Yes, 43 responses, 36%. No, 77 responses, 64%. Total responses received, 120 responses, 100%. These numbers are based on the total number of respondents. Totals may not equal 100% because of rounding. Survey comments and suggestions. Comments referencing personal information or pertaining to specific account issues have been omitted. I wish the digital player would accept 64 gig flash drives and books could be deleted using the actual player instead of a computer when I'm using a thumb drive. Your technology teacher, name redacted, knows the technology well and is pleasant personally. However, he has room for improvement in his one-on-one teaching skills. Number 6. How frequently do you call the WLBPD at AADL? Add quarterly, semi-annually. Thank you so much for your prompt and courteous attention. I am reading the first book and will eagerly listen to the following after completion. 5. How frequently do you visit the library, any location in person? Rarely. 6. How frequently do you call the WLBPD at AADL? Not yet. 10. Do you know that downloading books and magazines from BARD is a service that's available to you? No computer. The downtown library is not accessible to me. I am 93 years old and blind. The talking books are a lifeline. Shortly after speaking with the library representative, I received my digital player, and since then, I have been a happy customer. Whenever I order digital tapes, I usually receive the tapes in the mail in a timely fashion. Thank you for your service. 1. One visit was to turn in a malfunctioning digital player. We received another unit in exchange. 2. My husband phones my request for books on cartridges. 3. I will be 90 in February 2015. Thank you. So appreciate your services. Made my life much better. Waiting for catalog for available book tapes. Would like more old westerns to listen to. Thank you so much for providing this service. I wish I had more free time so I could listen to more tapes, but I also try to take care of my husband. We both appreciate all you do for us. Have a nice holidays coming up. Excellent service for my needs. Hogback Road facility was great. Can't get out anymore. Thank you so much. Our residents really enjoy books on tape. Name of senior residents and patron redacted. We are very happy with the WLBPD experience and have always had pleasant people to contact. 2 staff members' names redacted are especially helpful. Thank you all. Keep up the good work and excellent service. I am new with this WLBPD system or service. I like the offers for training and assistance in using assistive technology. I use other library, but I will use downtown Ann Arbor District Library because it has a lab equipped with assistive technology equipment. Service, talking book has been great. Occupies time and entertains. Always love to read, but books are too difficult now, even with CCTV. Excellent. Thank you for coming to Silver Maples to speak to our residents. They were impressed. Name of patron redacted. Has signed up because of your talk, and hopefully more did. Whenever I call, the service is always excellent. They are really helpful. It seems that my mother rarely, 50% of the time, receives books or CDs that she orders. It would be nice to get books she wants, even if many months later. We love the service we've received by way of the phone and U.S. Postal Service. Both are prompt and courteous. I am closer to the Chelsea District Library. At times, check out, play their cassette tapes. The books mean a lot to me. Almost all the narrators are excellent, and since I'm disabled and have difficulties getting there, AADL, it really helps. Keep up the good work and excellent service. Books I have asked for were emailed saying they would be coming, but they didn't. I gave up trying. Thank you. We love you. You are doing a great job. We are a senior living community. We would like to receive information about BARD. Name of senior residents and patron redacted. Everyone I have ever talked to there has always been great. The BARD service is terrific, and the DB reader is heaven. Thank you all for everything. I really appreciate all the service I receive. I'm sorry I cannot write well because I cannot see. I'm 98 years old. I have a Nook. The person at desk did not know how to download. I'm still interested. Need a lot of downloadable history and fiction books. I've been too busy to look at the website, but will soon. I'm interested in receiving large print books by mail and learning more about the AT Lab. Sometimes no one is at the books for the blind. A librarian answers, this person tries to be helpful but doesn't really know about things. Do you realize that I have a hard time filling out forms? I really appreciate this service. Name of patron redacted. Would be interested in getting assistance with technology assistance program. If you have written information available, she would like to receive it. Sometimes I call and the main library desk answers and takes a message and it doesn't get passed on to WLBPD. I wish you would not send so many books at once. I am very happy with the service. Thank you. I love this service and I find it excellent in every way, and I am so grateful for such services to be provided. I am physically disabled and cannot get to the library. I have used your audiobooks but would like to see movies. I can use large print books sometimes, but I also use audiobooks. Is it possible to see movies? This is the best service. It has enhanced my life. The people who are at AADL are fabulous. Happy with service. I really enjoy getting the talking books. Thank you. I appreciate the talking books sent to me. I listen to them daily. Very happy with service. At the age of 96 years, I don't get out to public places very often. Appreciate this service. Returning machine. It is loud enough, but can't understand the readers. Would like to continue with large print books. We used the service for my son while he was attending school with a reading disability and hearing issues. After his was not needed, I discovered because I have MS, I qualified and have continued service. Love everything about the service. As the disease worsens, will use more than I do now, but I am thankful for everything. Keep up the great work. All staff has been very helpful. At this point, I am using books on recording and checked out larger print books. Have also used BARD. I am blessed to have a very techie engineer husband to help me and others. Miss the variety of programs offered by the original WLBPD, which were promised to continue and are no longer available. Also, new programs promised never happened. Programs need to be held during daylight and not on weekends. Staff member's name redacted is a wonderful helper when I call. Keep up the good work. I am a long-term resident here at Glacier Hills Rehabilitation Center and truly enjoy the talking books. I find them informative and relaxing. Thank you for this wonderful service. 1. My iPad's incoming mail, etc., is light gray and lacks contrast. Could you change your print to bold, black, and white and work with Apple to provide this? 2. The book reader, talking book machine, is black. Would be so much better in white. 3. The BARD search engine is inefficient and doesn't search well enough. I know these are not locally controlled. Perhaps you could pass the comments along. When I called for help on downloading books on BARD, it was very helpful to have someone at the AADL first walk me through the process and then send me printed instructions via email so that I could download titles independently. Lest you think I'm an intellectual neophyte, I have a doctorate in English language and literature from the University of Michigan. I was denied a high school education. At age 35, I entered a remedial program for high school dropouts to earn needed credits. I was urged to enter college. Frightened to death, I entered EMU and graduated in 4 years with 2 majors, summa cum laude. I then entered U of M and earned a master's degree and a doctorate in English Lang and Lit. Even at this late date, I taught for 20 years. On this journey, I accumulated quite a library in my home, all the reading I could want, paperback library upstairs, hardbound downstairs. Now at age 85, macular degeneration. No driving, no independence, no writing, this is terrible. No painting, this is a blow. I appreciate my life, my daughter, and all you can do for me. Would like to come in and have someone show me how to do BARD. Staff is extremely pleasant to talk to on phone. I have almost totally switched to audiobooks since the digital books are far behind new publications. They do have, however, older books by authors so you can catch up on series or author you find you enjoy. I don't like automatically getting books sent to me. They seem so random. Thanks. Enjoy the variety of books I receive. Listen to some books I would not have chosen. Not everybody who uses your services are blind. There are also dyslexic people. How about addressing their needs? I've never seen any mention of them in your newsletter or any programs for them. Searching the catalog is tedious the way it is set up. I would hope that BARD could work out a better way to search their catalog. If searching author or title, you have to guess on which page the specific name you are searching for will be. This is true at least for searching on my iPad. I might utilize the services more if you had more publicity about them. No, we just read the latest newsletter, which did give a good overview of your services. Current equipment problems. My digital machine will no longer take a charge. Also, the plug falls out of the wall. Could you send me a new one, refurbished one, and then I could return the one I have for repairs? Also, the regular headset I had wore out long ago. Can I get a new one? I will also return the large, very nice ones you sent because I get a headache when I try to use them. I have tried to adjust them, but they remain too tight. Thank you. I appreciate the tapes I receive, especially now that it is hard to read. Thank you so much.